very pleasant good morning to you and welcome to another program of The Deed of Inheritance. I'm Fiona Pishka, and I sure hope that you are having a wonderful day today. In the studio here with me today is Pastor Doug. Good morning, Pastor Doug.
Good morning. I'm excited about The Deed of Inheritance today.
Amen. And as you know, if you've listened to us for a while, you know The Deed of Inheritance is sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship. We're located in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, and we would be very happy to have you visit us sometime. We'd certainly like to meet some of our listeners. So if you are available on any of the events that we have coming up, you are welcome to join us. And speaking of those events, of course, tonight we do have our Wednesday night refreshing service. Starts at 7 p.m. And tonight we will be having our very own Pastor Herb Hoover, who will be sharing with you tonight. And his topic that he'll be speaking on is a very interesting one, and I know that you would want to hear all about it. And it talks about, he'll be talking about the perspective from the mirror. And we know that the Word of God is like a mirror to us. And of course, mirrors are used every day for us to get ready. I'm sure some of you looked in the mirror today before you left the house. So, well, you want to come tonight, 7 p.m., and hear that message. And then, of course, we have this Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we have our Woven, our women's meeting. And this Saturday, I'll be teaching on engaging the whole you. How do you engage your whole temple for the Lord? And so come meet us at our church here in Palmyra for that meeting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. But a big day that we have tomorrow, Pastor Doug. What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we are beginning our second term of Alpha. It's going to, you can come and have a meal, a talk, and some great discussion, and it's all free. And you can learn some basic principles about God. So Alpha starts tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
right here at the church. And if you'd like to know more about Alpha and what that's all about, we do have information about that on our website at www.vcfpa.org. Think about some friends and some family that have been asking you lots of questions about Jesus. If you have questions about Jesus, questions about God, questions about the Holy Spirit, this would be a great 10-week discipleship course for you to take. And that's how long this will last, 10 weeks. So we'll be going from tomorrow until sometime in May. I believe it's May 9th. So we would love to have you join our group. If you, if your church is interested, just let your pastor contact us, and we can certainly team up together and do this for the kingdom of God. So we'd love to have you. And of course, our Sunday morning service always at 10 a.m. here at Victory Christian Fellowship. There's something that we'd like to find out from you, and if you could call us at 717-838-2033 or log on to our website, and you'll have access to email us from there at www.vcfpa.org. And the question we have for you is, how many of you listen to our radio program online, and also how many of you utilize our online sermons that we have uploaded all the time for you from Pastor Doug's Sunday morning messages and, of course, the Woven Women's Meeting? We'd like to find out from you if you listen to that so that we can have a better understanding of what it is that we need to keep updating online and what it is that we need to keep. So let us know about that. Of course, you know you can send this radio program anywhere around the world. Well, let's get into the Word today. Pastor Doug will pray with us, and then he'll get right into the Word. God bless you.
Father, we just come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you that you are an awesome God. You are truly good. You are the Almighty, and we thank you, Father, for this time together. May you anoint this message and touch the hearts of those who listen, and we glorify and honor the Lord Jesus in all that we do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, the Lord put it on my heart to talk to you about being useful to the master. You know, each one of us were created with a purpose and a plan that God had in mind, and he wants to fulfill that plan, his plan actually, in your life. And you were created to solve a problem. But I want to ask you this question this morning: are you useful to the master? Can the master trust you? Can he flow through you? Can he accomplish his will in your life? And there's a scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 26. And it says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor, some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee off also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. It's interesting here in this passage of Scripture, it says that there are vessels of various kinds, some for honor, some for dishonor, and he talks about us cleansing ourselves so that we could be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful to the master. One who is useful to the master is one who is a vessel which God can fill and distribute as he wills. See, a vessel contains things. The purpose of a vessel is to be filled up and to be emptied out, to be filled up again and to be emptied out. And it's a continual cycle. It's a continual process. And we have to ask the question of ourselves today. Are we useful to the master? Do we help in building his kingdom? Or are we tearing his kingdom down? So one who is useful to the master is one who allows God to fill him up or to fill her up and then to distribute as God wills. And there are some things that we can do to improve our usefulness. And God wants us to be useful. He wants us to be tools for his kingdom. And he wants us to be clay in his hands. He is the potter and we are the clay. And one who is useful to the master is one who is refined by fire. He said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So one who is useful to the master is one who has been refined by fire. See, through a refining process, a raw material is developed, it is cleansed, it is purified, so that it can serve a greater purpose. See, when they mine gold from the earth, it's rough, and it has to be refined. And through the refining process, it removes the dross, it removes the impurities, so that it can be a brilliant metal that people would want to purchase. So one who is useful to the master is one who is a vessel and is one who has been refined by fire. You know, the Apostle Paul, he was responsible for writing half of the New Testament. He was a vessel unto God, and he certainly went through a refining process. In Acts chapter 9, verses 13 through 19, it tells us a glimpse of what he went through. It says, "Then Ananias answered, 'Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name.' But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.' And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales. He received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus." So here, God himself was telling Ananias that Paul was a chosen vessel for him. And what was he chosen for? He was chosen to bear the name of the Lord before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. And we can see how God used him. God filled him up, and then God poured him out. And then God filled him up, and then God poured him out. And Paul, he put his whole heart and his whole being into what God was now calling him to do. And he became a vessel of honor. He did what God wanted him to do, and he completed God's plan for his life, because he was able to say at the end of his life, he said, "I have finished my race. I have finished my course with joy." And now he was ready to be offered as a sacrifice. And so one who is useful to the master is one who is willing and obedient. You know, if you want to be useful in God's kingdom, if you want to be a tool that God can use, you need to be willing and obedient. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 through 20, he tells us, he said, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient," notice he said if there, "you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." So obviously, someone who is not useful to the kingdom is one who is rebellious or refuses to obey what God says, or refuses to deny themselves. But one who is useful to the master is one who is both willing and obedient. You need to have a willing heart. You need to want to do what God wants you to do. You need to want to do his will. See, you need to be willing. You need to offer yourself just as Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice. He did that willingly. He was compliant to the Father's will. And then he was obedient. He went where God told him to go. He did what God told him to do. He was who God told him to be. These two elements, willingness and obedient, are key ingredients that make you useful for the master. Without these, you will not be as useful as you could be. But we want you to be useful for God's kingdom. We want you to fulfill your divine destiny. Everybody has a destiny. Everybody was created by God, but not everybody is doing what God wants them to do. And they're not useful. Matter of fact, someone who is not useful in the kingdom is a hindrance to the kingdom. You know, you can either be a stepping stone or a stumbling block. You can either lift people up or you can bring people down. But today, dear friend, I pray that as you hear this message, you will be a useful tool for the kingdom of God. One who is useful to the master is one who prepares to do good works. Did you know that, you know, preparation time is never lost time? Anything that God calls you to do, he will prepare you for that. There are years of preparation. The Lord is preparing for the marriage supper of the Lamb. He is still in preparation. The plans are already set. The invitations are sent. But now he is waiting for the guests to come in. And you and I have a useful part to play in inviting people to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So God has prepared ahead of time good works for you to walk in them, for you to do them. And, you know, sometimes in restaurants, they have prep cooks. These are people who prepare the ingredients. They mix the ingredients for things to be made further on in the time that the kitchen is going. And these things, these people prepare things ahead of time. You know, preparation is important. You know, think of how much preparation goes into a wedding. You know, more preparation goes into a wedding than preparing to have a wonderful life together. There's a lot of preparation and planning that is involved when a couple gets married. But God has good things for you that he prepared beforehand. And Titus 3:8 says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men." You know, you're going to have to maintain good works. So one who is useful to the master is one who prepares, one who spends time, you know, one who is useful to the master is one who studies the word and does it. In order to be useful to God, you need to study what the word of God says, because it is the tool that makes us useful. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 to 19 says this, "Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I want you to notice something, that Paul gave an example of two people who were not useful to the kingdom. As a matter of fact, they were tearing down the faith of some. Hymenaeus and Philetus, they strayed concerning the truth. See, if you're not a student of the Bible, you are susceptible to wandering away from the truth. You are susceptible into buying into the lie that the enemy puts out every day on a daily basis. See, the enemy is a deceiver. He's the father of lies. The truth is not in him. But one who is useful to the master is one who studies the word and does it. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, tells us this: "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. And note, I want you to notice something too, that in conjunction with all the scriptures that we have here, all of them seem to start off about cleansing and removing filthiness and overflowing wickedness and purity of life and holiness and godliness. But he said here, you know, first of all, a person who does the word has to receive it with meekness. You have to be teachable, and you have to receive the word of God as the word from God. And then you have to do it. You have to practice it. If the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, then you better be loving your neighbor. You better be walking in that. Because someone who is useful to the master is one who studies the word and does it. In order for you to do it, you're going to have to study it. And another example is one who is useful to the master allows the Holy Spirit to lead him and teach him. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. In other words, the sons of God have a characteristic that they allow the Holy Spirit to lead them. They allow the Holy Spirit to dominate them. And you know, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. A person who is useful to the master is one who allows the Holy Spirit to lead him and to teach him. Jesus said that he would pray the Father and he would send us another comforter. And he is the Spirit of truth. He comes to bring us into all truth. He comes to teach us what God has made us for. He comes to teach us what God has planned for us. He is our helper. He is sent by the Father in the name of Jesus, and he teaches us in all things. And he brings us into all truth. And it's very important to develop a ongoing relationship with the Holy Spirit in order to be useful to the kingdom, to the master. Jesus was empowered and anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was useful in the kingdom. He accomplished the Father's will. So one who is useful to the master prays earnestly to the Father in the name of Jesus. You know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So in order to be useful to the master, you need to pray about everything. You need to bring everything before God. You need to trust God with everything, with every decision, with every place that you're going, with every relationship you're involved in. Because this is part of being useful to God. You need his guidance. You need his wisdom. You need his understanding. You need his specific direction for each day, and that comes through prayer. So in order to be useful to the master, you need to pray. And one who is useful to the master tells others what they have seen, heard, and know. If you want to be useful in the master, you need to tell others about the goodness of God. You need to spread the good news. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 30 and 31 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. So he who wins souls is wise. If you want to be a useful person in the kingdom of God is winning souls. Now, that doesn't mean that every person you tell gets converted. Do you realize that part of the process of being useful, you may just be planting seed into someone's heart? And someone else may come along and water that seed, but it's God who gives the increase. But sharing in that process is being useful to the master. And, you know, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you become a witness. He gives you power to witness, to share your testimony. And one who is useful to the master walks in love. You know, Jesus said, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And he talks about laying down your life as the greatest example of love. So if you want to be useful to the kingdom, if you want to be useful to the master, you need to study the word of God and do it. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and teach you. You need to give everything as a matter of prayer. You need to share with others what you have seen and heard and know. You need to walk in love. And if you want to be useful to the master, you need to live by faith. And you need to trust God. And all these things will help you to be a vessel who is useful and one who the master can use, who the master can speak through, who can flow through. And it's God's desire for every one of his children to be useful. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you would make us useful servants in your kingdom. Father, you would help develop us. You would train us so that we can be effective, so that we can be useful, so that you can be glorified, so that your kingdom can be built and your good news can be spread throughout all the earth in Jesus' name.
Amen. I sure hope that you enjoy the word today. How we could be useful to the master's kingdom. Of course, that's what we should all be looking for, how we could be useful servants and not be wicked servants. So I sure hope that you take that to heart today and be able to digest what was taught and to use it in your everyday life. Of course, you could hear this program again anytime online at www.vcfpa.org. You could also call us if you have some questions at 717-838-2033. And we'd be happy to pray with you or to answer any of your questions that you may have. Also, if you'd like to know what it is that we believe here at Victory Christian Fellowship, I know that many times that you hear ministers on the radio, you see people on television or ministers on television, and the word is really good. But it's always good to know what it is that we believe so that you can identify with that belief system and understand more about it. So why don't you visit our website? Again, that's www.vcfpa.org. And we do have information on there that tells you exactly what it is we believe as a church here at Victory Christian Fellowship. And Sunday mornings are a blast. This month, by the way, at Victory Christian Fellowship, our Sunday morning, this month is themed the precious blood of Jesus. So we will be teaching all month. Pastor Doug will be teaching all month about what does the blood of Jesus mean for us as Christians. So you want to come out and enjoy those messages and be part of a some part of your family here as a Christian in the body of Christ. Well, we sure are glad that you have joined us today. Don't forget, tonight we have our service at 7 p.m. Pastor Herb Hoover will be bringing the message, and he's got a good word for us. He'll be teaching all month, so we're excited about that. And then, of course, tomorrow our Alpha program starts at 6 p.m. We have dinner. If you can't make it at 6, that's okay. You can come a little later, but the dinner starts at 6. It is free. We do have childcare available. We would like you to call and register so that we know you're coming. But however, if you don't get to do that, you can just stop on by. Well, we sure hope you have a wonderful day today. Call us, 717-838-2033. God bless you as you continue to inherit his promises and experience their benefits.